We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
All right, it is Loud and Local here, and I would say I'm in the studio, but I'm not in the studio. We are doing Loud and Local, and I'm calling this the Stay Home Sessions. You'll be hearing this audio on KISW.com or radio.com, and you will not be hearing it on the air for a little while. Loud and Local is kind of taking a break, taking a quarantine break. I'm staying at home, staying safe, and you know, much our thoughts and our prayers and everything goes out to everyone who's on the front lines, who's having to continue to work. I hope you stay safe. I am personally staying home and staying safe and trying to entertain you with as much content as I can. And tonight, for the first episode of the Stay Home Sessions, I have Patrick Dwyer from a band called The Rainiers. They have a new record that's coming out called it's an EP called Path of Brutality. First off, Patrick, you have a sweet quarantine mustache. I like it. How long have you been growing that out?
Well, so I came into this whole COVID mess with a full beard, so I just had to shave it into the mustache, and I've just been keeping it going ever since.
I dig it, man. So first off, I guess I got to ask you, like, how are you doing, man? Are you staying safe, staying sane? What are you doing to fill your time? And do you have to continue to work, or are you staying home?
Well, I really like how you worded that question, because it's yes to the first part of it and no to the second part of it. So I'm staying safe. I'm doing the quarantine. Very grateful to be able to work from home. You know, my wife got laid off, and so we're feeling it for sure. Yeah. But the staying sane part, man, that's the hard part for me now, because it's like, I'm a pretty social dude.
Sure.
And so like this whole quarantine thing is like, it's a real challenge for me, like mentally and musically. You know, like I was thinking about this. Like, you know, I've had plenty of time to think lately, and it's like, since I was probably in my late teens, you know, I've never gone several weeks without playing music with people. Mm-hmm. And I always knew that I really relied heavily on playing loud rock music as sort of like this therapy and this way for me to sort of like feel normal and feel like a person.
Yeah.
But like this whole situation has like slammed me in the face with it. Like, damn, like I feel it really hard. Like not being able to plug into my big Marshall half stack and,
yep,
make, you know, crazy a lot of music with my friends, like
pure sonic therapy,
weird,
right?
It absolutely is. And so I'm missing it. And I know that's like not a real thing to complain about in circumstances, but you know, it's something that I'm dealing with. And I've just been kind of trying to supplement by just writing more. You know, our album, Path of Brutality, came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Please go listen to it and enjoy it. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't bum you out during this, cause it's sort of like, you know, it's a dark album, but hopefully you enjoy it. I've just been, you know, I'm just working on the next album, you know, just, I've got plenty of time to do it, and, you know, just kind of cranking out songs and dealing with it that way.
That's good, man. And let's talk a little bit about your EP. So, Path of Brutality is the new Rainiers record, and, you can find it, I believe, is it up streaming, or can we buy physical copies of it? Obviously we can't buy it at a show.
Right. So yeah, it's been so weird, Kevin. It's been so weird. Like you know, throughout my musical career, I put out a lot of albums, and this is for sure by a mile, like the most anticlimactic, right? Mm-hmm. Like record release in my life.
Oh yeah.
Because like you're going to do this big concert, this big party at the Belltown Yacht Club last night, which obviously didn't happen. And those guys were so awesome. I love those guys at the Belltown Yacht Club. Check it out if you've never been there.
Oh, great.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And these guys are so great. They offered to do like a live stream of the show.
Wow. Yeah.
But you know, we have our bass player's dad, for example, is real like compromised. He's got lung problems and stuff like that. So we're not even rehearsing right now. Like we are absolutely locked down as a band, and you know, I've got people in my family who are at risk. So we're kind of just really being extra careful.
That's the good way to be, man. Better safe than sorry at this point.
Yeah. Everybody's health comes first. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so, right now, you can listen to the EP on YouTube. It's all up there.
That's awesome.
It's also all on our band website, www.therainiersband.com.
Yeah.
If you want to just throw Rainier's Band up into Google, it'll eventually show up. One thing that I noticed, though, is like last year we were on the first, because obviously there's the Tacoma Rainier's baseball team and they get all the top results. I realized that we're now on the second page of Google results, or as I call it, the dark web. But you will find us there. And so we are going to be streaming like any second now. I mean, we set our release date for yesterday for like Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, all those different streaming services. And it's just, they take sometimes there's a delay in like vetting everything, I guess. So I've been feverishly checking my phone every like 30 minutes. Is it on Spotify yet? Is it on, you know, this and that? So it'll be there, and I'll let all the fans know on social media like the second I find out. But right now you got to go to YouTube. You got to go to our website, or you can DM us on Instagram or Facebook, and I'll just freaking mail you a copy of the album if you want one. Because we did print a really kind of limited release number of physical CDs that you can get to.
Yeah. Wipe them down with some Clorox before you send them out, please.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I'll just dunk each one in Clorox. It might not work when you get it at your house, but you'll be safe.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do is what you can also do instead of just doing all that footwork, and you could just tune in right now and just turn it up, because I'm going to play a couple songs. We're going to play Trench Raider and It's Never Enough. And yeah, so you want to introduce these before we jump right into the songs?
Yeah. So you're going to hear Trench Raider. This is a song about World War One. And my drummer, you know, was asking me, there's this kind of a dumb story, but he's playing a video game about World War One, and there's this character like runs into trenches, just murders everybody with a club and a pistol or something like that. And he's like, "Hey, Pat, how about you write a song about that?" I'm like, "Yeah, how about, yeah, let's do this." And so Trench Raider is just like this sort of like visual scape about World War One. And It's Never Enough is just about, in adult life and how like you try and you try and you try, and no matter how much you do, you know, it's never enough, and you got to keep pushing and you keep getting your butt kicked. So I hope you enjoy these two new tracks off of the upcoming EP, man.
Right on. Let's get into it. To Stay Home Sessions on Loud and Local.
Thank you.
That was two songs from the new Rainiers record. It's an EP that came out on Friday called Path of Brutality. You're listening to Patrick Dwyer. I'm talking with him here. We're both at home. We're stay-at-home sessions. So we're kind of doing this via the Zoom app. Shout out to the Zoom app. I'm sure that they're seeing a lot of downloads within the last couple of weeks. People doing, you know, 100 people right. meetings, people doing all kinds of stuff, man. And I've even seen people doing like DJ dance club sessions, like people joining in on Instagram Live. It's crazy, man. You can do a concert via this thing. But Patrick, I have a few kind of topical questions I need to ask. Sure. I'd like to kind of ask, like, okay, so there's a lot of bad news every day. There's a lot of crappy things we're all dealing with. But what are five things, or maybe three to five things that you're grateful for, even in these times?
Oh, man. Well, I'm really grateful, obviously, just for my family and all the support that I have here. I'm grateful for the great music that came out last year.
Yeah.
You know, I've been really just feeding off of, like, some of my favorite records that came out in 2019. Which I feel like it was just a really great year for metal. And just for music in general, but you know, I've been listening to, High on Fire's new record, Electric Messiah, Conan put out a great record, Existential Void Guardian, listening to that, and Yob, their new record. So, you know, all that great music that came out. And so that's been really helping me get through this. God, what else am I thankful for? I'm thankful for just simple stuff that you never used to be that thankful for. I'm grateful that I've got electricity and food and, you know, regular stuff like that. You know, I actually was getting my hair cut, thankfully, like 2 or 3 days before all the haircut places closed for, you know, the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy that was cutting my hair is from Florida, and he was like, and, you know, COVID was like kind of becoming of this big thing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, this isn't anything, dude. We had like a Category 5 hurricane come through and nobody had running water or electricity for a month. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, it kind of puts things into a little bit of perspective.
Absolutely.
I'm most thankful for all the nurses out there. Yeah. I've got a few friends that are nurses, and I mean, those folks are absolutely heroes in the most real sense of the word.
Absolutely.
I'm thankful for Rainier Beer and all the libations I've been partaking in, and the wonderful people who are putting those out.
Yep.
And I'm thankful for, you know, dudes like you making these podcasts. I mean, I got to say, you know, I've watched some of the podcasts you've already done since this has happened, and it's just, you know, we are bored. I mean, I have reached levels of boredom that I didn't even know were possible to achieve as a human being. And so having like content that's new and like something I can actually enjoy, it's like, I don't even know. You don't know. It's so nice to have to like hear interviews from bands that you like, or even though, I mean, I watched a few live streaming shows. I watched the Dropkick Murphys thing on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. It was a little weird at first, not like watching a band without an audience. But like you get through like a little bit of it, and all of a sudden you kind of forget about that. And I think so even that's been enjoyable too. So I appreciate you, Kevin, and especially those nurses, man. Yeah,
absolutely, man. And is there anything you would suggest people dive into? Like, what are some of your favorite movies or television shows? Things to kind of binge. Things to just, you know, we all have some extra time. I'm sure, you know, some people working from home, some people laid off, unfortunately, for the time being. What's something you would dive into? If you know, I'm rewatching The Wire, one of my favorite shows.
Such a great show.
Absolutely, redoing it.
I should re-watch that. Yeah.
What about you, man? What would you dive into? What would you suggest?
Well, I just today finished The Tiger King, which everybody's talking about. That is, if you haven't gone there, it's so bananas weird. So, and I didn't even think I would like it. I turned it on and I just like warped through time, and I was like, wait a minute, I started watching TV like 5 hours ago. This is not good.
It's good. It's good binge-worthy stuff.
Crazy. It's so crazy. You know, go back and watch some old movies. I mean, old movies are the best. I mean, go back and watch the Blues Brothers and try to count how many cop cars get crashed.
Nice.
I got my Shining t-shirt on.
Go back
and watch, you know, scary movies.
Yeah.
And of course, like, go back and listen to music. And then one thing that I've been trying to do, you know, again, like we've been taking the hit from this too, just because, you know, I'm the only one in my household right now able to work, but, you know, support those local businesses, man. Yeah. We've been ordering out from, you know, we ordered out from Georgia's up on 85th and Greenwood, awesome. Taste of India, you know, just, you know, spend some time trying to just get out supporting all these local businesses. Cause, when this is all over, we want to make sure all these guys are still there.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I've been doing a lot of that, you know, write music, do something creative with, mm-hmm. you know, if you've got all this spare time, you know, start playing an instrument. You know, my wife started playing more piano.
That's great.
And our yard is going to look, our yard's going to like off the hook by the time this is all over. So,
hell yeah.
That's kind of what I've been doing. And I would suggest, you know, just, good luck to everybody out there, man. It is brutal. I mean, even with all these things we can do with our time, it's still boring, man. It still gets boring. Yeah.
Well,
what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to just do this. My day job, I'm not laid off from the job. For me personally, I would say that's kind of like a dramatic way to say it. Technically, according to unemployment, I am quote unquote laid off, but I have a job when I come back. When things come back, I'll have I know that. And that is a good thing. Yeah. A lot of people don't have that. And so I know I'm fortunate. So for my day job at the place where we make instruments, I do know that I can come back. So in the meantime, cool. I kind of know that I can just rely on just making some content for people. And I'm not a musician myself, but I'm a huge music fan and a music lover. I'm also a fan of wrestling. So I'm talking to wrestlers and I'm talking to musicians and just trying to create content on the platforms that I've been given and creating my own platforms with a new YouTube channel. And just trying to stay, I am a workaholic usually. So I'm kind of just trying to keep myself as busy as possible. So I don't, you know, get too lazy, I guess, but I'm also, you know, letting myself relax a little bit and, you know, maybe eating a little junk food. So that is a question for you, Patrick. We got to come back to this question, which is first off, I'm going to say the summer bodies are canceled officially. This 100% canceled. This whole thing has thrown a wrench on our whole summer body thing. So what are your go-to coronavirus pandemic, quarantine snacks. What's your junk food of choice if you're sitting on the couch watching one of your favorite old school movies?
It's funny you ask that. My wife actually on a number of occasions has referred to me as like a garbage alley raccoon. So like my junk food is like, I eat everything, Kevin. I mean, I eat everything. So I got a 2-year-old, right? So
nice.
I mean, I eat everything he doesn't eat. And like to put this in perspective, like before he was born, we were out living the life, like we were out going to dinner, having like these great meals. And now I'm literally eating macaroni and cheese off the floor like a dog. I am literally eating garbage, a lot of the time. But you're so right. I mean, so, you know, my wife's gotten laid off, so she's got all this time. She's been baking like crazy. So I'm eating cookies. I'm eating brownies. Mm-hmm. Our neighbors are super rad and our friends have been really cool and have been just like, some people are going around, I don't know if you've experienced this, but people are going around neighborhoods just giving their neighbors and friends like scones and cookies and stuff.
That's so awesome.
It is awesome. And it's something that it's like one of those silver linings to a really, really dark cloud. When you have people like reaching out and doing something that they never would do in another type of scenario. But it's just been baked goods and, you know, a lot of takeout, just takeout. Cause we love these businesses. We love these restaurants and we're trying to help everybody over the hump. And we typically don't do too much of that, but, we've been doing a ton of it lately.
Yeah, hey man, if you have the means to be able to help some local business out.
I'm just all over the board. I'm a garbage disposal unit.
All right, a little bit of a darker question, but I do have to ask it. So if this were the apocalypse, what is your go-to soundtrack to the apocalypse, man?
So today I was insanely bored.
Yeah.
And I was watching the windows of my spot, which who does that, but I was doing it. And I was listening to Black Breath. And I think just about any song by Black Breath would do really nicely for the apocalypse.
So heavy.
Because I kind of feel like those guys like specifically write those songs in case there is an apocalypse and you need something to listen to. I would say that. I've also been on a huge Black Dahlia Murder kick.
Oh, nice.
Anything by those guys. Their concert got canceled and then it got postponed. I don't know what's happening with that, but they were supposed to come to town soon.
I'm interviewing Trevor from Black Dahlia tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
No way.
Yep. Let me know if you have any questions for him.
That is so rad.
Hell yeah, man. Well,
I'm a huge fan.
Dude, they're awesome.
I will. I'll write you.
Okay.
That's so cool. I was thinking like either go that route, like super hardcore metal, which is sort of, I think, the obvious answer, or like just like sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. And then there's just like people running around on fire.
Oh my God.
That would be funnier. It would make less sense, but it would.
Man, so we're going to go into the last two songs here from the record. We got Murder Motel and Hand of Fate. Murder Motel is one we played here on Loud and Local a couple times. Then we're going to go into Hand of Fate. Again, the new EP is called Path of Brutality by Rainiers. Is there anyone you'd like to shout out? Any local businesses? Anyone you'd like to specifically shout out before we go into these last two songs from your EP?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity. First of all, you know, shout out to all the nurses. I want to shout out to Teresa Kazako. She's a close friend of mine who's a nurse. Shout out to Amber Moon, another nurse. Businesses, for sure. I'm going to shout out to the Screwdriver and the Belltown Yacht Club.
Yeah.
Those guys are just best, and I wish them the best of luck in these, you know, super tough months. Mm-hmm. Other businesses, you know, George's Greek over on 85th and 7th, I think it is, in North Seattle. Check them out. And then, you know, big shout out to Jonathan Plum over at London Bridge Studios, who helped us record this EP. If you need any production stuff, you know, you can get great top quality music, you know, production from them still during this. They do it remotely.
That's amazing.
And then, you know, and Justin Davis over at that recording studio too, recorded our first album. And then also, I mean, I can go all day long, but, you know, shout out to my bandmates, you know, Augie and Brendan. And all their family members, and to the High Dive for always being a great supporter, and to 99.9 KSW, best radio station in Seattle.
Dude, I appreciate it, man. So again, we're going to go into the final two songs here from the EP. Again, check them out, the Rainiers. And you know what? Let's go to a show when we can all go to shows again. We'll see you at, hopefully you guys can book a proper EP release show, maybe a little bit down the road.
Yeah. So we're going to have some physical copies that we're going to just hold on to for like, whenever we do this kind of, you know, fake release show, it'll be like the first time you can get a physical copy. So that'll be like our little extra deal for everybody.
Hell yeah, man. All right, Patrick. Thanks a lot, dude. And here's the last two songs from the EP. We got Murder Motel and Hand of Fate.
Take your blood. Shall take.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.